Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you are listening. This is One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, the podcast where you know you'll figure out how to apply the Bible to today's life in a very real way. The Bible is as helpful today as it was yesterday, and I'm your hostess, Lisa. And if you can count on one thing, as you will leave the show learning something new and realizing you are not the only imperfect human being in the world. I am right there with you, if not leading the way. One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, is a podcast to encourage and uplift you through the reality of life. Stay tuned, don't go away, and let's start the show. Hello and happy Friday, July 10th, 2020. My gosh, July is like bugging right along, isn't it? We are going to continue and wrap up our journey into relaxation today. And for those of you that follow the podcast, I want to apologize for whatever reason Wednesday's podcast, even though I recorded it and I thought I had put it up for your enjoying listening experience, it was still in draft form this morning when I logged in, so I do apologize. So you have two podcasts to listen to today. Again, I do just please accept my apologies. I shared the link and everything, yet it was still in draft form. I'm not sure what happened. I tried to do it through my computer, not the way I normally do it, and I'm guessing it was definitely an error on my part. So accept my apologies. There was a time that would have pushed me over the edge. And I'm thankful to be at a place in my life where I can just relax and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm imperfect. And will never be perfect. So I hope you'll keep listening to the podcast and my imperfections of I did something wrong. So I do apologize, but it is live now for your listening. And so if you're hearing this one, then the second one is now available. And so today, grab your Bible and open up to Matthew chapter 11. And we're going to wrap up our podcast series on relaxation with Matthew 11. So I'll just play a quick little promo for the podcast. Well, you grab your Bible and we'll meet right back here. Don't go away. Okay, thank you for listening. Matthew 11, 28 through 20 from the NIV. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11 verses 28 to 30 from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you. Because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." And then Matthew 11, 28 through 30 from The Voice. "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Put my yoke upon your shoulders. It might appear heavy at first, but it is perfectly fitted to your curves. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. When you are yoked to me, your weary souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Okay, so some of you are listening and saying, all right, you just told us that rest and relaxation are different earlier this week. They are. Okay. But then, what do? I wrap up the week with three verses that focus on rest. What are you up to, Lisa? You're making no sense. Not the first time I've heard that. Won't be the last. But this is my take on it. These verses in Matthew, you know, they start with, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." I think the first thing we have to do before we can relax is we have to let go. And we talked about this Wednesday in more detail, so make sure you listen to Wednesday's podcast. And that when we give it over to God, we're able to relax because we know we're not doing it alone. And verse 29 from The Voice, this is where I want to really kind of go. "Put my yoke upon your shoulders. It might appear heavy at first, but it is perfectly fitted to your curves. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. When you are yoked to me, your weary soul will find rest." If we are truly relaxed, sometimes we can rest and it's momentary, right? You take a power nap, you've rested, and you're able to find the energy and the whatnot that you need to continue with the day. But I want you to visualize the yoke, okay? It requires at least two. If you try to carry that yoke by yourself, the weight and the stress will bring you to your knees. And, you know, I have that visual from Jesus carrying the cross to his death on the cross. The weight that we're not called to carry on our own will bring you to your knees. But here's the glory, the goodness, the joy, the hope. In this verse, God's telling you, put my yoke, put God's yoke upon your shoulders. And it's gonna appear heavy at first, because it is. But, and I love it. Anytime there's a but, you know, go backwards. What are they telling you? Oh, put God's yoke on your shoulders. It's going to be heavy at first, but in The Voice, I think this version just gives me like little goosebumps, pimples, bumps. It might appear heavy at first, but it is perfectly fitted to your curves. The yoke that God gives you to carry so that he can walk alongside of you is fitted perfectly to your curves. He's not just grabbing one out of the barn. He's not just going down to the local farm and country store or ag store. He's giving you a yoke that you'll wear with him alongside of you, that's perfectly fitted for you. That's a loving and cool God. He knows that you're going to need him. He knows that the stress will tempt to weigh you down. Yet, he gives you a perfectly fitted yoke for your curves. That will help you rest, as this verse talks about, you know, resting and trusting in God. But I want to challenge you that, yes, it's rest. And we all need to rest. here's my but. But when you do this every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 a year, right? You will be able to relax. It's not a momentary rest. This is pure relaxation. This is pure trust and faith, knowing that God is carrying that yoke alongside of you, the one He made perfectly to fit your curves. Relax. You're not doing this alone. You know, when this verse talks about how God is gentle and humble of heart, and when you're yoked to God, your weary and tired soul will find rest. It also finds the ability to relax. Sometimes we just need to chill out and we need to relax. And it's in the relaxation that sometimes we get to know ourselves better. It's during the relaxation that we get to know God better. It's during these times of relaxation, knowing that God's carrying the other part of the yoke, that you realize you're not alone. The whole world could be against you, but you are not alone. God's right there. And it's in these moments of relaxation when that becomes the most evident. So as you relax and wear that perfectly fitted yoke with Jesus walking next to you, celebrate. Enjoy. Cherish. Relish. Trust. And let go, and let God carry the weight. You're not called to do whatever it is that's stressing you out on your own. Relax. God has designed a perfectly fitted yoke to walk alongside you. What is it that is keeping you from relaxing today? That one thing that popped into your head like that, that's the thing you need to trust to God. And it's easy. God, I am feeling blank about this situation. I am overcome with blank because of fill it in. Lord, I need you. I need you to come to me. I am weary. I am burdened. I need your rest so I can relax. Lord, put the yoke on my shoulders. And I know it might be heavy at first, but Lord, I also know you designed it to perfectly fit me and all of my curves. Lord, I want to learn from you. You are gentle and humble of heart. I want that too. Lord, I know that when I am yoked to you, my weary soul will find rest and I will be able to relax, knowing I'm not alone. Lord, your yoke is easy and my burden is light because I've let you in. Be with me, help me, guide me, encourage me, love me. And may I love you, appreciate, and strive to be who you've called me to be as I relax in the knowledge that you've got my back. Thank you, Jesus. And you have the ability to relax in Jesus. I hope this week has helped you focus on relaxing and how, yes, we can rest. And sometimes rest is viewed as momentary, as power napping. And it needs to be more. We need to truly relax in Jesus. And I don't mean relax and getting comfortable and getting willy-nilly. I'm talking about relaxing in the midst of whatever's going on because you know God has your back. In complete trust. And when in doubt, remember, God has a perfectly fitted for your curves yoke. And He's ready to come alongside you. And yeah, it might be heavy at first because you might have to deal with some stuff before you get to the rest and relaxation. In the end, it's worth every moment to have that 100% trust and relaxation in your relationship with God. Thank you for listening. And this is Lisa. I'll catch you next week and we're going to look at rest. Have a good weekend, everybody. You've been listening to One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, with your hostess, Lisa. If you've liked what you've heard, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Leave a positive review. And remember, you are special. And here on One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, that's what we do. Keep it real. Thanks for listening. And until next time.